It's Monday, August 5th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
8chan, a web forum popular with white supremacists, is dropped by its cybersecurity provider in the wake of the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. Meanwhile, Mexico looks into taking legal action against the U.S. after 6 Mexican nationals were killed and 7 others were injured in that same shooting. And lastly, a leaked international climate report says attempts to solve our climate crisis by cutting carbon emissions from only cars, factories, and power plants are doomed to failure.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
In the wake of 2 days with consecutive mass shootings, digital security company Cloudflare announced Sunday that it will stop providing security services to the 8chan, a web forum popular with white supremacists. The decision comes a day after the El Paso shooter Patrick Crucius posted a racist statement on 8chan before killing 20 people. The suspects behind the Christchurch, New Zealand mosque shooting and the synagogue shooting in California also allegedly posted statements on 8chan before those attacks. In a blog post announcing the decision, Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince said, "Enough is enough," calling 8chan a cesspool of hate. The tech company's move means that 8chan will be vulnerable against DDoS cyberattacks, in which hackers bring down websites by swamping them with fake web traffic. Mexico on Sunday threatened to take legal action against the United States for failing to protect its citizens after this weekend's mass shooting in the border city of El Paso. Of the 20 people gunned down at a Walmart at the Cielo Visto Mall, at least 7 were Mexican citizens. During a press conference in Mexico City, Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard called the shooting an act of terrorism against Mexicans in the U.S. and said the Mexican government will look into whether there's enough evidence to solicit extradition of the gunman to face charges in Mexico. Ebrard announced that Mexico would be investigating who sold the assault weapons that were used and urged the U.S. to establish, quote, a strong position against hate crimes.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A leaked report on climate change and land use from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change claims that it will be impossible to keep global temperatures at safe levels unless there's also a transformation in the way the world produces food and manages land. The report warns that 72% of the planet's ice-free surface is being exploited to feed, clothe, and support the Earth's population, and it emphasized that the land will have to be managed more sustainably so that it releases much less carbon than at present. The measures put forward by the report include big changes in how land is used and major shift towards vegetarian and vegan diets for most effectively reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
From the Hill, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Saturday that he hoped to soon place ground-launched intermediate-range missiles in Asia, a day after the United States pulled itself from a Cold War-era arms control pact. Politico reports that the DNC is placing operatives in 6 battleground states to focus exclusively on attacking President Trump and driving local conversation about his policies ahead of the 2020 election. CNN is reporting that mass protests in Hong Kong have forced its biggest airline, Cathay Pacific, to cancel more than 150 flights on Monday and urge passengers to postpone non-essential travel. And lastly, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel is ending his bid for the presidency, which was run by a pair of social media savvy teenagers.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.